Chapter 4 Animal Medicine. George suddenly remembered the medicine for the farm animals. It was in a small building near the chicken house.
What about the farm animals' medicine? George thought. My parents have never said you mustn't touch the animals' medicine. And my magic medicine needs more than just shampoo, creams and chili sauce. It needs real medicine in it. That will make it much stronger.
The saucepan was now 3/4 full and it was heavy. George carried it slowly out of the kitchen and he walked across the garden.
Dad is working in one of the fields today, George thought, so he won't see me.
George went inside the small building and he saw 4 big bottles of animal medicine.
I'll use all of them, George said. Grandma needs them. She really needs them.
George put the saucepan on the floor. And he took the first bottle of animal medicine. There was orange powder inside, and on the bottle it said, "This medicine is for birds when they are sick." George added all of it to the saucepan. The second bottle was full of purple medicine. "Give this medicine to a horse if it loses its voice," it said.
Grandma says lots of horrible things. Maybe the medicine will help, said George.
The third bottle was bright yellow, and it said, "Give this medicine to cows when their ears, heads, stomachs, or legs hurt."
Grandma has all those problems, George said. She needs all of it.
George took the last bottle of medicine. It was a strange light green colour, and it said, "When pigs are sad or angry, give them this medicine to make them happy again."
"This is good," said George. "Grandma is always angry, so she needs a lot of this medicine."
George poured all the medicines into the saucepan. Then he found a long spoon and he began stirring his new medicine. It was now thick like cream, and while he stirred, he saw lots of wonderful pinks, blues, greens, yellows and browns in the saucepan. George stirred and stirred, but the things in the saucepan were not mixing together. He could still see his mother's face powder and the farm animals' medicine.
"It's not ready yet," thought George. "I need to cook it."
The enormous saucepan was now nearly full and very heavy. So George had to carry it very slowly to the house. In the kitchen, he put the saucepan on the stove and he started cooking the medicine.
"George!" shouted Grandma. "I need my medicine now!"
"You don't need it yet, Grandma," George shouted back. "There are still 20 minutes until it's 11 o'clock.
"What are you doing in there?" Grandma cried. "I can hear strange noises."
George did not answer. The medicine was getting hotter and hotter, and its terrible smell filled the kitchen. Soon, George's nose hurt and his eyes hurt.
"I've never smelt anything like this," George thought. "Grandma is going to get a big surprise."
And suddenly, George was dancing around the kitchen.